Begin the Gemara and daven sechta the sukkah daven memvav. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the taste of the maskel taste. Begins with the words of the Gemara. Esrog b'shvi aser. The esrog on the seventh day of Sukkot on the Shana Rabbah is going to be aser, and that is a felach hashatzah. But even after one fulfills his obligation, commercial and parish, like the Gemara explains, because to the kuli yom is ketzay, it's mukta for the whole day. That's after you once fulfill this obligation. I mean, like the Gemara says, the mitzvah says, because it's not for the day, but for the mitzvah that it's set aside. Once you did the mitzvah the last time, you could use it. Now, since there's a payment to wonder, because Rebbe Chanina, Dom and Pergol, which the Gemara brought on the flam, the bottom base, the matlo bay, but they would first dip and actually take a bite out of his esrik, but nothing bay, and then he would fulfill his obligation. Okay, because he says not a problem of chaser. Problem is command, but according to which one of the pinions here and out of daf is he going like, the liquor beer, the liquor shlakish, because they both hold that it's muktzah. And you can't eat from it for a different halacha, not because of chaser, because it's muktzah. For sure, if you didn't fulfill the mitzah yet, or even according to shlakish, it should be forbidden. The shlimit, this is what you could say here, the kimdle achale kule. Since he didn't eat up the whole thing, mishayba kashir, the matzah nafig bay, and he left over the measurement of the esrog that you could fully obligation, which was the point that I could more over there and up from above. So sure, it's permitted for the biyachlan according to biyachlan. Because Baba Gav, the Banam Shach Nasa Kula Biyamishim, even though it wouldn't be, either way you look at it, the first day is most definitely forbidden. The Chasa Kol Shub Pasa, because it was missing a little bit on the first day, it's going to be Pasa according to everyone. So then there should be Mukta for the whole Sukkot simply because of the fact that it was Mukta on the first day. Since there's no Dimitab Chanin, the Hifrish Kula Biyamishim, maybe he separated, yes, the whole Esrog is Huktam and Svasa on the first day, but only part of it for the rest of the days, because part of it, it would be sufficient because chaser is not a problem, and actually that would be enough for the huktzah mitzvasa. Mid hava asayin this regular shabbos yom, just like we found when you have a seven this regular 7 days of sukkah will come on that the mishmaya thing brings later on. It's not muktzah all 7 days. Now, although the stipulation that's affected by sukkah lemahani doesn't help. It's only if he says I'm not going to separate myself from it all the whole twilight. Maybe kadiyam like the gemara brings bays. Which means to say that if Ben Hashmash is, it's also for the whole Sukkot. Here, on the first day, either way you look at it, you have to separate from all of it because to be a valid mitzvah, the Yom Rishon has to be intact. So how could you go ahead and eat from it any other days of Sukkot? I mean, Hasim, the Gemara says over there a difference because Esrig, the Mimsiki Leil Tzmiyam, Esrig, the nights separate from the days because no mitzvah on the Tehillah at night time. So Kalchad Bechad Ba'am Ben Nafshis, each and every day is considered independent. And if it's not totally on the first day, could be the first day would be mukta mitzvah from the whole thing. The rest of the day is only from part of it. And if you could take a bite out of it. Whereas sukkah, the limsik, lives miyamim, sukkah, which there's no interruption of nighttime and daytime, kulikad yamarich, the mitzvah considered one like day, and mohid b'chanina masna, and Rebbe Chanina's condition was like this. Kulilim rishon, all of it is for the mitzvah on the first day. B'shayim, the rest of the days is sukkah, and the mitzvah, b'minash mashlan, he wasn't gonna hold himself back from some of it, from the twilight of those days. And therefore, again, it's not a problem of huktzah mitzvaseh. But Rami Ukash says, however, what is difficult? The lel pergul because the gemara brings a double mechazim and alav gabe misha. But there, someone's traveling on the road, maybe other lulav, and they didn't have a lulav. The ketani was so the mishnah told the kshir. But the base when he comes home, he tells shulchanai, so he should take it there when he's by his meal. Mashmah it sounds like the gemara. The mavsik sudas the bishul lulav that he stops his meal to go shakal lulav. But koshkin meaning, and for sure shliyaskal that for sure he cannot start. Before he shakles lulav. How could he take a bite of his esrog and shakle? What do I mean? I thought you not eat before you shakle. So what you have to say is, and this is what the Gemara is saying, they were chanina. The matl bahayim, you eat from it today, but nothing balamach, you use it tomorrow. So again, no problem chaser, but again, you weren't eating before you're shakling on today. So anyway, the next Tosafot of Masechta begins with the words of the Gemara, which we already explained in the Mishnah, two different interpretations. What does it mean of children, yes, and adults, not? What exactly was that was happening here with their dal minim on Hashanah Rabba after they fulfilled their obligation. Same with next chase and also begin with the words of the Gemara, the East Ramali Sudasa. Sukkot is different than Esrog because if you had a meal, Ben Ashmashes. So it's Taisa Abagav, the Esrog, Nami Mukta Ben Ashmashes, even though Esrog also, which Taisa is different than Rashi and two Taisa over here. But even though Esrog also should be Mukta Ben Ashmashes, Mitam Safak Yemen also has a doubt of the day, meaning it's still Hashanah Rabba and you still have that, you could still shuckle. Ben Ashmash is just like when you want to eat the sudo. So it says like Hashem Midi, not difficult at all. Kibish Bar, come like we explained the perfect of Yidim and Beis on the Maskal Ad. Can be Itchav Krum, which essentially the idea is that by Esrig, the only reason why it'd be forbidden is because the Ben Ashmash is a continuation of the day. But that's from the previous day. that won't make the Bin Hashmashas as if it's from the next day. Contrary by Sukkah, where the reason why Bin Hashmashas of the 8th day would be forbidden is because if you have to eat, you would actually have to do the eating. It's not really the day. And the Bin Hashmashas really considered part of the 8th day. Now, but then since the Bin Hashmashas begin to say, the lovely time of the Mr. Amilisa does it. This has to take a second look and say, wait a second, why do you need the reason of that it's going to be Muktzah for Sukkahs on Shmini Atzeres? Because if you're going to have to eat a meal, what do you mean? Typically, the Asim Shemini Sisters oil. It's Muktzah because of the Isser of breaking down oil, which is what the Sukkah is. And that's why you can't use it. And therefore, it's Muktzah by Ben Hashmashah. And therefore, it remains for the Shmini Atzeres. And that's the Shemini you can say is, no, the Itzchul Mesa B'Shemini, you have to say it's also on Shemini Atzeres, Avela Nefel B'Chol Amayid, even if it fell on Chol Amayid, which wouldn't have a problem about Stira, but however it's Kotzal L'Shem, because it was already Muktzah Mitzvah for the 7 days of Sukkot. And B'Chalo Ben Hashmashas, even for Ben Hashmashas, Mach Mas Mini, because the Hava Ochol Ba Im Hoysek Yemes, he would have eaten it had it been standing. And B'Kulu Kachal Yemeg, and it's all because like one day, even though it's not standing right now, but it's like one long day, it's like B'Shemini, K'Bilim Nefsiki Leilos Me'yam, since the nights do not separate from the days. Or you know, another approach you could say is, then you know your sukkah. Actually, it's regarding the decorations of the sukkah. The imam should mysterious. Oh, well, there's no problem about demolishing anything because it's not part of the edifice. And that's what I'm saying, but because of hooks and mitzvah, so therefore it's problematic. Same with the next days of Master, they begin with the words of the Gemara, Esther, Kabbalah, B'Shmin Esther. That no, Esther, given on Shmin Esther, is going to be forbidden. Tosafot explains differently than Rashi, is because the Gazer Esrog Atzer Sukkah, because by Sukkah we explain already why that's problematic. And Esrog making Zer Atzer Sukkah because they're both on Sukkahs and they can be confusing, can become like a Itra Bakram, like we explained in the first paragraph by Itra Bakram. We continue in the next Tosafot Naslam, which talks about the decorations. Continue in the next Tosafot Naslam, begin with the word Digmad Yinuka Mikni Kani. The problem is, if you can give it to the child on the first day of Sukkahs, before you use it, he can be kind of, but Knula Makni, you cannot acquire back to the person. Which says, like, you can't compare it to someone who is mentally deranged. Which explains the meaning we say that we say, okay, it's gonna work because if he's a shait when he bought it, then we say he's a shait when he sold it. Yeah, the shait the gara, because a shait is worse that he cannot be kind. So we don't. It's not a problem that you gave it to him and then you took it back from him. But by cotton, he could be kind of a jabman, but he cannot be maknim, and therefore that's something that you have to specifically look out for by a child. Continue with the next taste is the mask that begins with the word the Gemara Shmini Sabik Shvi Asura. The 8th day, which is something if it's the 7th day, it's going to be Asur. Now, Abaya obviously does not hold like Levi rather than like Abiyatim because Levi says it's Asur on Shmini, it says even there to Saw. Abaya only says because it's Sabik Shvi, which it talks about Svasi Vaishana Rabba. That doesn't bother if that's the case, then even the Chutzlaret, where the 8th day is a Sabik Shvi, we should not have said Asur is for them because you don't chuckle it. And it's only for the days that you take it that's Muktzah. You can't say that, oh, it's problematic because we're going to Esrog to Sukkah, because that's what Levi says. And Yechim disagrees, because he doesn't say Esrog is forbidden on the 8th day of Sukkah. So that's what Tzitz come to explain. He says, but it's all like a Sveikim, and it's all where there's no Sveikim, but that's where Yechim holds, like Gaza to Sukkah, that you're not making Zerah to Sukkah. Up above, we'll make a Sveikim, up above, which is what we're discussing right here, where there is a Suffolk, where we always have Sveikim, so although you're not going to make a bracha on the lulav, however, God's out to sukkah, but we were guys that the esrog should be forbidden up to the case of sukkah. But she's something shemini, but the 9th day, simchas Torah, which is doubtful of the shemini atzeres, like God's esrog out to sukkah, they did not make zera, the esrog should be forbidden because of the case of sukkah.